Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, June 25th, and coming up in today's episode. Event management employee booked in French tourist rape case in Udaipur. Axiom Force successful launch into space. Yuvraj Singh and Harbhajan Singh on India's loss against England. And Iran hangs 4 accused of spying for Israel. An event management company employee is alleged to have raped a French tourist in Udaipur after offering her to show around the city. Officials said the survivor, along with two other women friends who are also tourists, and some employees of the event management firm went to a restaurant in Tiger Hills in the Badgaon area of Udaipur on Sunday evening. Sources said it appears the woman was in Udaipur for an ad shoot, which the event management company had organized. The woman, who is on a one-year visa, has been in India since November. Quote, the survivor has undergone a medical examination and an FIR has been registered, the police had said. According to the complaint, the accused invited the woman for a smoke and refused to take her back to the hotel room despite her insistence. When the tourist refused to hug him in the apartment, he raped her. The victim was unable to call for help as her phone was discharged. The police arrested the accused from Chittorgarh today. After the arrest, when the accused was brought to the SP office, the atmosphere became tense. Some officials of the Congress party tried to enter the SP office when the police tried to stop them. There was a lot of ruckus as the police tried to stop them. During this, the Congress leaders also raised slogans against the police. After the incident, the security of the SP office has been increased. The administration has deployed additional police forces to deal with any unpleasant circumstance that may arise. The police said the accused has been identified as Pushparaj, alias Siddharth Oja, 29. He is a casting director by profession. The accused has worked on many projects like Prem Ratan Dhan Payo, Khel Khel Mein and Crime Patrol. For the last 10 years, he was casting for films, ads, music videos and TV serials. According to the police, the accused met the victim during the party at the Greek Farm Cafe and Resto in Tiger Hill on June 22nd. After taking her there, he lured her with a mobile company ad shoot and took her to his rented flat in Sukher on the pretext of showing her the location where he raped her. After the incident, the victim reported the matter to the police station, on the basis of which a case was registered and he was later arrested. He was shortly on the run. This incident comes shortly after the United States issued a travel advisory warning female tourists about rising incidents of sexual assault in certain states in India. There has been growing fears in Rajasthan may also be added to the advisory list in the near future. Sources said Siddharth asked the survivor to go with him to see sights of the city. The French embassy has been informed and other people who are at the restaurant that day are also being questioned. After several delays, SpaceX Falcon 9 spacecraft with Crew Dragon capsule and 4 astronauts, including India's very own Subhanshu Shukla, lifted off on Wednesday. Axiom Mission 4, or AX-4, was scheduled to launch from Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. India's Subhanshu Shukla is traveling to the International Space Station on the American commercial mission with 3 other astronauts, carrying the dream of 1.4 billion Indians to send off second Gaganyatri to space after a gap of 41 years. Shukla, who is also the mission pilot, is India's second astronaut going to space 4 decades after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma made history in 1984. The 39-year-old fighter pilot was chosen by ISRO as the prime astronaut for this historic flight. His mother was picturized playing with folded hands and crying tears of joy after the successful launch. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi said, and I'm quoting, "We welcome the successful launch of the space mission carrying astronauts from India, Hungary, Poland and US. The Indian astronaut group captain Subhanshu Shukla is on the way to become the first Indian to go to the International Space Station. He carries with him the wishes, hopes and aspirations of 1.4 billion Indians." Subhanshu's first words spoken shortly after the Axiom 4 mission successfully entered Earth orbit were, "We are orbiting the Earth. This is the start of India's human space program. Jai Hind, Jai Bharat." The Axiom 4 mission, operated by Houston-based Axiom Space, is the 4th private astronaut mission to the International Space Station, or ISS, and the first to carry an Indian astronaut under the commercial space flight. The launch came after a series of delays and final-minute troubleshooting. Ingenious resolved a critical issue of involving the upload of real-time wind data necessary to enable the launch escape system. The data upload was confirmed successful just 1 minute before the irreversible phase of the countdown at T-minus 35 minutes. The Dragon spacecraft, named Endurance, is on its maiden flight. Following standard orbital phasing procedures, it is scheduled to dock with the ISS at approximately 4:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. India snatched defeat from the jaws of almost victory, it can be said, after scoring 430 for 3 in the first innings and 287 in the second. It was a closely fought encounter that went down in the final session of the final day. England emerged victorious, completing the second highest run chase on English soil in Test cricket. England opener Ben Duckett led the charge, smashing a sensational 149 on the final day. India have now become the first team in 148 years of Test cricket history to have 5 centurions in a match but still suffer a defeat. Rishabh Pant scored centuries in both innings, while captain Shubman Gill and openers Yashasvi Jaiswal and KL Rahul made tons, but it all went in vain. As a result, Gill also ends up losing his first test as a captain of the Indian team, and there have been reactions to it. Quote, Test cricket at its finest, intense, challenging and unforgiving. 5 days of a high-quality game and a result that could have gone either way. Our young team showed fight and belief, the kind that wins you games in the long run. Fell short but far from done, the test is still alive, said Yuvraj Singh. Meanwhile, Yuvraj's former India and Punjab teammate Harbhajan Singh reckons India needs to shake things up a bit for a stage in the comeback. Quote, pressure is now on India because when you trail 0-1, you have to learn and move ahead. I feel Kuldeep Yadav should get a name in the next game. If he comes into the 11, India will have a more wicket-taking option. Now, who does he replace? Shardul Thakur? I have said that he needs to bowl more, but he was brought into the attack when England needed some 100-120 runs. He deserves a proper opportunity. If you consider him a batter who can bowl a bit, that's incorrect. He's a bowler who can bat a bit, said Harbhajan Singh on his YouTube channel. He also added that this improvement must be made in the second test. Otherwise, like he says, this will be a tour of England at the end of the day. Many strong and big teams have failed to win here. If you play in a way that you get 450 runs in the first innings and then lose, I feel it's a great opportunity missed. Iran said that it has executed 3 men accused of spying for Israel the day after a truce between the two countries came into effect. Quote, Idris Ali, Azad Sojai, Rasul Ahmed Rasul, who attempted to import equipment into the country to carry out assassinations, were arrested for and tried for cooperation favoring the Zionist regime, the judiciary said, referring to Israel. The sentence was carried out this morning and they were hanged. The executions took place in Urmia, a northwestern city near the border with Turkey, the judiciary said, sharing photos of the 3 men in blue prison uniforms. Iran, Israel and United States all declared victory on Tuesday after 12 days of conflict that culminated in US President Donald Trump declaring a ceasefire between the two arch enemies in West Asia. However, the uncertainty continues to grapple the region, as a classified preliminary US report claimed that American strikes on Iran's nuclear program set back Tehran's nuclear program by just a few months, rather than destroying it, as declared by President Trump. U.S. media on Tuesday cited people familiar with Defense Intelligence Agency findings as saying the weekend strikes did not fully eliminate Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium and just sealed off entrances of some facilities without destroying underground buildings. White House Press Secretary Karine Leavitt confirmed the authenticity of the assessment but said it was flat out wrong and was classified as top secret but was still leaked. Quote, the leaking of all this alleged assessment is a clear attempt to demean President Trump and discredit the brave fighter pilots who conducted a perfectly executed mission to obliterate Iran's nuclear program, Leavitt said on X. Adding, everyone knows what happens when you drop 30,000-pound bombs perfectly on the targets. Total obliteration. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.